Welcome back to His Time. It is Thursday, December 19th, and it is time for our next segment. And today, joining us by phone, Randall Davidson, Administrative Director of the National Lutheran Choir. Good morning, Randall.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Good, good. Good to have you with us via phone this morning. Gearing up for a big weekend.
We are. We're getting very excited. Up here, I'm calling from Minneapolis, and up here it's going to get down to below zero this evening, and we're looking for some warmer weather, so we thought we'd come down to Missouri. Is it warm there?
Oh, sure, sure. Actually, it is. It's not too bad today. It's actually all right. About in upper 40s right now. It should be in the mid-50s today. So
wonderful.
I can't guarantee this weekend is going to be beautiful, though.
Well, I think it'll be better than anything that we've got in store here in Minneapolis. We're looking forward to coming to St. Louis on Saturday and doing two performances in downtown St. Louis at Christ Church Cathedral at 2 and 5 o'clock.
Very good. Very good. Yes, 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock at Christ Church Cathedral, Christmas festival called Light. Light No Dark Can Overcome, correct?
Yes, that's right. This will be our sixth year coming to St. Louis, and it's become a second home for us. And this festival is really about a light that no dark can overcome. Is this really the longer theme that we're going to be doing? And it's an exciting performance. We've just done three performances here in Minneapolis. There were over 2,000 people in attendance, and we're very excited to do it again in St. Louis. We've got a brass ensemble, harp, organ, and we've got all members of the choir, 67 singers, joining us. It's going to be great.
Wow. Give us just a brief history of the National Lutheran Choir, and then we'll listen to a piece as well.
Wonderful. Choir was formed in 1986 to strengthen, renew, and preserve the heritage of the Lutheran choral tradition. And it was founded by a man named Dr. Larry Fleming, who has been a professor of choral music at Valparaiso University in Indiana, in Concordia in Fargo, North Dakota, and was at Augsburg College in Minneapolis at the time when he founded the choir. And we have sung all over the country. It's a choir of volunteers. There are 67 people in the ensemble. We're now led by a wonderful musician named David Sherwin. He's performed all over the country as well. He's an organist and choral conductor now for 11 years with the National Lutheran Choir. And we perform music from folk anthems to spirituals to very complex choral masterworks to chant, early chant. So we've got a wide variety of pieces, and we all also commission a lot of new works. This year we're going to be doing a very evocative piece by Kevin Siegfried, which is there's four movements scattered throughout the evening, and the performance we do is without applause until the very end, if the audience likes it. But it's a continuous musical experience of text and music, and it tells the story of no darkness so powerful that it can overcome the light of the season.
Very good, very good. And we have some pieces lined up to listen to today. What's the first piece that we're going to share with our audience today?
Well, I think, are we going to be listening to, tell me which tune you'd like to play.
Carol of the Bells is what we have lined up.
Oh, Carol of the Bells. It's from our newest CD.
Yes.
Emmanuel. And it's a very, very popular, very recognizable carol. And this is something that people will immediately recognize. It's by a composer named Leontovich, and it's a favorite of the choir.
Very good. Here is Carol of the Bells from the National Lutheran Choir.
Thank you.
I love that bass note right at the end there. That was my favorite part in
Andy
high school.
Was in here conducting along. He was really into it.
Wonderful. That's, you know, waving the arms is a good sign. That's a very good sign.
Nobody was walking by at the moment, so just Craig was entertained, and I think Jenny was laughing in the Studio B right behind us at my conducting here in the studio. But one of my favorite pieces, we got to sing that a lot in high school when I was in choir, and I love that bass note right at the very end.
Boom.
Yeah. Exactly. Just, always wait for it. Very good. So some excellent Christmas pieces, those that are familiar and what we might call traditional pieces, but also some newer stuff, correct?
That's exactly right. There's a great piece on this program that it starts off as though it's something that you know perfectly well. It's an arrangement of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And it is by Tom Trenny. Oh, Come All Ye Faithful, I'm sorry. You know, it's the traditional carol, Oh, Come All Ye Faithful. And he changes it a little bit. Slowly it starts changing into something new. The choir sings this. It's not one of the things that the audience sings or the congregation sings with the choir. And suddenly it sort of takes a little bit of a left turn and then a right turn, and it turns into this gorgeous arrangement that is really almost a new piece. It starts with something that's very familiar and then takes it in a new place, and it's by a composer named Tom Trenny. So this is sort of embodies the tradition of the National Lutheran Choir's normal concerts. It starts with something familiar and it takes you to a new place, and it's also sort of a narrative. It tells the story of the text. So it's really indicative of the sort of thing you'll experience at these concerts.
A lot of work goes in to prepare a presentation like this with all this great music. Not only the rehearsals and selecting the music, but also just planning this whole trip. I mean, how difficult is it, especially this time of year, to plan a trip to St. Louis?
Well, if Missouri's weather and Minnesota's weather cooperate with us, it will be a very simple trip, but what we end up doing is we charter a plane, and we, in one day, take about, there'll be about 110 people with us on this flight, and we charter a flight from Minneapolis. We come down to St. Louis. We leave very early in the morning at 8 o'clock. We arrive at 9:30. We take a bus. It all goes like clockwork if everything is perfect. And then we do a quick rehearsal. We have lunch, a performance at 2 o'clock, and then there is a quick break for the choir. And then we turn around at 5 o'clock and perform again. And then when everything's done, like good scouts, we return the campsite to its original condition, or maybe a little bit better. We clean up whatever we've done in the Christchurch Cathedral, and we put the chairs back. And all of the choir members participate in this. And then we get back on the bus, we go to the airport, and at 7:30, 8 o'clock, we get to the airport and we fly back to the Twin Cities. And so this is that time of year. I don't know if you're busy, Andy.
No.
It's that time, yes. Edward, it's that time of year where this choir is a volunteer, and it's probably most noticeable at this time of year. They take this time away from their families on Saturday, and they come to St. Louis when I think I still have to put my tree up to give you any indication of what our season has been like. And we come down to St. Louis. We love to share the message of the season and the experience of this concert. And it's become a sort of a tradition for a growing audience in St. Louis, as it is here in Minneapolis. It's an experience like no other. And it's really a Christmas experience It isn't a musical show. It's very much almost a service. It's we're really proud of this Christmas festival, and we're looking forward to it.
Very good. With just a few seconds left, how can folks get tickets if they want to come to the show this weekend? Come to the not the show, but the presentation. Take a little break from all the busyness and enjoy some good music
and meditation on the season. Yes, the best way to purchase tickets. We will have tickets at the door at Christ Church Cathedral. It's on Locust in downtown Locust Street in downtown St. Louis. The best way to reach us is to call us and get tickets at 612-722-2301 or just come to the door. We'll have tickets available at the door.
And I've got a pair of tickets to give away today as well. And the number for that first caller at 314-821-0850. We'll give away a pair of free tickets to this weekend's performance from the National Lutheran Choir Christmas Festival Light. Again, 314-821-0850. And we have one piece to play as we're checking out here. Correct, Randall?
That's right. Now, which one of the pieces that we've got on our new CD would you like to play?
All My Heart Rejoices.
Oh, this piece. This is one that really touches me deeply. And the choir has performed this, and this is also recorded on our new CD, Emmanuel.
Very good. Here we are with the National Lutheran Choir, All My Heart Rejoices.
Thanks, Andy.
For me, how free, though we need.